Good Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, are at the very center, in the very heart of our faith. In fact, if you took away the cross, you no longer have Christianity. I mean, it's not as if, you know, with Christianity, there's all these parts and you can pick and choose and you can take some out. And if you take out the events of Good Friday, you still have the same thing. Apart from the cross of Jesus Christ, you do not have Christianity. And not only that, but if you don't have the cross, you don't have the same loving, redeeming God. If you don't have the cross, you don't have grace and forgiveness. And if you don't have the cross, you do not have eternal life. Apart from the cross, we would not see how glorious and how beautiful Jesus really is. Because on the cross, Jesus accomplished the greatest victory in the most unexpected way. See, the beauty of Jesus' self-sacrificial love, it shines brighter in the cross than any place else. But even more than that, in the Bible it says that through the cross, Jesus triumphed over his enemies. See, we would expect the Almighty God to come and overpower his enemies. We would expect him to win through great force and might, but that is not how Jesus did it. Jesus did not win the greatest victory by force and might, but through the cross. And through the cross, Jesus has earned our salvation. I mean, that's why it says in Galatians 2:13 that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. And similarly, in 1 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For our sake, he made him who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Now, throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament, it strongly emphasizes Jesus' work on the cross because of what Jesus accomplished there. You see, every one of us has a big problem. We all have the same big problem. That's been the same problem that every man, woman, and child who has ever lived has. And that problem is that we have sinned against God and have therefore earned God's wrath and judgment. Okay? And even though we had earned his wrath and judgment, there was no way that we could make it right. But then Jesus came and made it right for us. And that's the great story of the gospel. God came in the flesh, but the amazing thing is he did not come in judgment. Instead, he came to receive that judgment. And that's extraordinary. Jesus took our sin, Jesus took our guilt, Jesus took our shame upon himself. He served as the perfect sacrifice in our place, paying the penalty that none of us could pay so that we could be forgiven on the basis of what Jesus has done. On the cross, Jesus earned the greatest victory, and on the cross, Jesus solved our biggest problem. So we love Jesus, and we love the cross. And here at Sovereign Hope Church, the cross is our lifeline. And the cross will always be central to our mission and our message here at Sovereign Hope. Because the cross is at the very heart of the good news of Jesus Christ. I mean, as the Apostle Paul said when he wrote to the church in Corinth, he said, "For I decided to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified." So the cross it's absolutely essential to our faith. But the cross by itself is not enough. See, if the cross is the end of the story, that would leave us in a very bleak hole. In fact, if Good Friday is the end of the story, this is not Good Friday. Far from it. If Good Friday stood alone, Jesus would have been forgotten by history. No one would remember him, let alone follow him. And if Good Friday was the end of the story, we would not be gathered here tonight. I mean, look at Jesus' disciples. After the events of Good Friday, they were in a very sorry state. They had followed Jesus for the past 3 years. They had heard his amazing teaching. They had seen him do incredible acts, incredible miracles that had demonstrated who he is, and they had come to believe that Jesus was the one. They had come to believe that Jesus was God's promised Messiah. And after what they had seen, they had expected great things from Jesus. But then it began to unravel. I mean, Jesus, rather than rising to higher and higher levels of position, he got on the wrong side of the authorities. And then after a very quick trial, which was a mockery of justice, Jesus was crucified. I mean, it all happened in the blink of an eye. After just a few short hours, their Savior, Jesus, was dead. The one in whom they had placed their hope was now gone. So the disciples were shocked. They were stunned. The disciples were afraid. See, their world had been devastated to the core. They had no idea what to do. And they surely did not know that it was Good Friday. I mean, on the night before Jesus was crucified, Jesus was with his disciples and he said this in John 16:20. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." See, Jesus says, you're going to go through this devastating time of sorrow, of grieving. But if Good Friday was the end of the story, they would remain in their sorrow. If Good Friday was the end, they would have no reason for joy. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians church, 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes these words. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 14 and 17 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." See, if Good Friday was the end of the story, there is no salvation and there is no forgiveness. If all that happened was Jesus dying on the cross, that by itself would earn us nothing. And Paul makes it very clear. He says, if Good Friday is the end of the story, putting your faith in Jesus, it's futile. It's vain. He's saying that you're wasting your time. And that's because a dead Savior is not a Savior. I mean, a dead Savior is just another man who couldn't live up to his claims. And a dead Savior is just another guy in a long list of guys who overpromised and underproduced. I mean, plus, if death got the last word on Jesus, I mean, if death was a foe that defeated Jesus, who's more powerful? I mean, and if death is more powerful than Jesus, then in actuality, it makes more sense to worship death rather than Jesus. Because if death is the end of Jesus, death is ultimate, not Jesus. See, if Good Friday is the end of the story, that means that death won and Jesus lost. And it tells us in Romans 8 that death is not able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if death is more powerful than Jesus, that claim makes no sense. See, if Jesus could not overcome death, he surely can't do anything about our death. And this is one area that the people who mocked Jesus the day he was crucified had right. And the crowd said, he saved others, he can't save himself, in a derisive tone. And they're right. If Jesus can't save himself, there is nothing that he can do for us. 1 Peter 1:3 says these words. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So if Good Friday is the end of the story, that means that we don't have any hope. I mean, he says here, the reason that we as Christians can have a living hope is because God raised Jesus from the dead. So the only way that we can have a living hope is if God raised Jesus from the dead. I mean, if Jesus is still dead, that means we would only have a dead hope. And a dead hope is surely no hope at all. If Good Friday is the end of the story, we would be fools to have hope. Because then life would be nothing but solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. See, to pretend otherwise, if Jesus is still dead, it's make-believe. It's pretend. If Good Friday were the end of the story, there would be no reason to follow Jesus. So it says in 1 Corinthians 15:32, where it says, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow might we die. See, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. What Paul is clearly saying here is if Jesus is still dead, there is no reason to follow Jesus. Paul is saying if Good Friday is the end of the story, go do something else. Find some other hobby. See, a dead leader can't lead. And a dead lord is no lord at all. And that's even true with earthly kings. When the earthly king dies, his reign is ended. When the earthly king dies, either one of his children or somebody else takes over as king. And if Good Friday were the end of the story, Jesus would be in the same boat. See, if Jesus stayed dead, he would have absolutely no claim on your life. No claim at all. See, if Good Friday was the end of the story, historically, things would have turned out very differently. I mean, Jesus' disciples, they would have eventually regained their bearings. They would have eventually moved on to something else. I mean, there's a sense in which they would have lived the rest of their lives in bitter disappointment. They would have realized that they were wrong about Jesus. I mean, and before long, Christianity would have fizzled out. I mean, there would have been no life in the movement. The movement would have died before it even really got going. Because a dead Christ inspires no confidence in his followers. A dead Christ has no reason to call his followers to lay down their lives. See, and if Good Friday were the end of the story, Jesus could possibly be remembered or memorialized. But I don't see any reason why even that would happen. Because if Good Friday was the end, there's no reason to remember Jesus. But Good Friday is not the end of the story. See, the disciples, they didn't remain in their sorrowful state. They saw something with their own eyes that radically changed their lives. They touched someone with their own hands that forever changed them, and the disciples were radically transformed. See, something remarkable happened that greatly changed their outlook. What they saw became this fuel to start this movement. To spark this movement, unlike anything the world has ever seen. And that message of Jesus has spread, and it has gained more and more followers. And people from all over the world have become followers of Jesus Christ. I mean, straight through every subsequent century from the time of Jesus, people have become followers of Jesus Christ. And we're not just talking about a few people in the outskirts of the world. We're talking about billions and billions of people. See, Jesus is radically changing lives today. Why? Because he is not dead. Good Friday is not the end of the story. It's an important chapter. It's a beautiful chapter, but it is not the end of the story. And because it's not the end of the story, this Friday is good. And in the most insufficient, in the most understated name ever, this is Good Friday. See, that's why we gather tonight. That's why we are people of hope. That is why we are people who have been forgiven and redeemed. That is why we follow a risen and exalted Lord. Because Good Friday is not the end of the story. I mean, hallelujah. Good Friday is not the end of the story. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we gather tonight and we are amazed at what you have done. We are amazed that you willingly laid down your life on the cross. We're amazed that you were mocked and beaten, and you could have stopped it at any moment, but you didn't. That's our Lord. So Lord Jesus, in this night, we put our faith in you. We celebrate you. And Lord, we have our hands open to receive all that you are and all that you have for us. There is no Savior like Jesus. And Lord, we're grateful that you've brought us onto your team. In Jesus' name, amen.